This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
Oop. Aaron, will you grab that?
Yeah, I got it. Open the door.
Hello, Mrs. Keefe. Is that Mr. Rafai back there as well?
Yeah, Adel, come to the door.
Oh, hey, ahoy, hoy, yeah.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? Hello.
My name is Magslav Griefsley, and I can't
What
confirm.
Is your name?
My name is Magslav Griefsley, and I can't confirm or deny.
You can't just say that name and pretend
that's
it's normal.
Wild.
My name is Adel Rafai.
Whoa. All right, you got me. Go ahead.
You got you.
We're cool. High five, man.
You are Adel Rafai. You are Aaron Keefe.
Yeah, who's asking?
My name is Magslav Griefsley. I can't confirm or deny that I am a member or an associate of the United States federal government.
Well, you are. Otherwise, you wouldn't say that. Nobody comes up and says, I can't confirm or deny, and then sells knives.
But you understand how I can't confirm or deny that I am in any association with the United States federal government.
Every time we answer the door, it gets contentious. No matter who it is.
And pedantic.
Yes. Let's try to be good this time.
Okay, let's try to be good.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Contentious and pedantic doesn't sound like the United States federal government. So probably that's just another clue to say that I can't. I'm here on business that is unofficial. And yet very official.
He left the pause for government.
And
he said, I'm here on business. That pause is for government.
And yet I was never here. And yet I was never here. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay, this has got to be about JPC.
Or the alien that crashed in our backyard.
Oh, yeah. Or the alien that crashed in our backyard. Good point, Adel.
We get a lot of calls about that. You can keep him. I am here for a very specific reason, and it is to inform the two of you of the passing of one of your relatives. We can neither confirm nor deny he was in the service of the United States government at the time of his death.
JPC was a spy.
We can't confirm or deny the place that he died, what he was doing. I'm sorry to say that your uncle Marcos has passed away.
Oh no, Uncle Marcos. Aaron, can I see you 2 feet back here?
Yeah, of course. Who is
Do you have an Uncle Marcos?
No, I absolutely don't. No.
Wait, wasn't this guy's name Marcos Slippery Wet or something?
My name is Maglevs.
Whoa, you can't come in. You can't come in.
Back up, buddy. Back up.
Come in. Eminent domain. Not that I'm from the government.
Okay, Aaron, we know he's not a vampire.
Okay.
I'm not a vampire from the government.
We did invite him in.
We don't have an Uncle Marcos.
We've watched Narcos on Netflix.
You probably know him by his full name. Your Uncle Marcos Santa.
Oh,
Uncle
Aaron, Uncle Santa.
Dead?
Uncle Santa's dead, and he worked for the government, and we're related
to
him?
Can't confirm or deny.
I guess...
He listed you as his only next of kin, niece and nephew.
Oh my gosh, he's dead, thank God. Thank God.
Can we see the body? I want to confirm. I want to see it with my own fucking eyes.
I unfortunately cannot honor that request at this time. I just want you to know that he is dead, and the United States federal government, which I'm not a member of, wipes his hands of him.
How do you know
that? Amen, me too.
I wish you good luck.
Let's celebrate.
And I wish you a happy rest of your day.
Is JPC dead too?
What am I? The guy who just knows who everyone is?
I thought maybe.
No. Okay. I don't know who JPC is, man.
Can I say something?
No. You keep him. We don't want
alien.
Him back.
We named him JPC. He landed in our backyard. We named him JPC.
Well, I guess Aaron, what do we do from here? I mean, Uncle Santa was awful.
The worst.
He's the fucking worst. But he was legally our uncle because he went to court and signed those documents, even though we didn't agree to it. And I guess we now own whatever Uncle Santa owned since we were his next of kin. So he had,
hey guys, sorry about that. That was a particularly nasty number two. And I couldn't find the bathroom. what did I miss?
Uncle Santa's dead.
Good news. We're going to go to Chili's and celebrate.
Well, okay. Chili's too. Aaron Chili's.
Wow.
Too.
At the airport. I'm sorry. You guys loved him, right?
No, we hated him.
We hated Uncle Santa.
Listen back to that episode. I hated that.
He is
interesting. Yeah. I guess I wasn't there for that episode, so I don't technically know how you felt about it, but yeah, I won't listen to an episode I'm not on.
Where were you? You said you had entered a beauty contest?
I said I got second place in a beauty contest.
And you won $100?
It was a $100 gift certificate to Chili's, so I guess I'm buying. Nah.
You're not buying?
I want my baby back.
Welcome to Hey Riddle Riddles, a show with three friends. I'm JPC. That's my friend Adel. That's my friend Aaron. And we love to do riddles and improv. Isn't that right, guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not in that order. I'd say improv then riddles.
Yeah, that's what we like. We like improv and then riddles. And then we also like building a continuous narrative. So maybe information that happens in this episode will affect future episodes. We just don't know.
I can't imagine. I can't
it's
imagine
been
that.
A thousand years since we recorded. Did I miss anything?
Biggest gap. Worldwide, politically, no.
I think the biggest gap is in, I want to say, where's the biggest gap? Times Square, probably.
Mariana's
right?
Trench? Oh, the biggest gap. Yes, the biggest gap.
No, they got a pretty big one at the Mariana Trench as well. It's a
nobody
goes
there.
And a
no,
gap.
They have a huge Old Navy open? There. Get your facts
that's
straight.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, nothing happened in the world since our last recording. So,
hey, honestly, the biggest gap, Alfred E. Newman.
I guess I'm just fishing for people to say, Aaron, what did you get up to? And I get to say, guys, I saw the Chris Angel Mind Freak show in Vegas. I was
Aaron,
just sort of fishing for that.
Aaron,
but that's fine. You probably don't want to hear about how I saw Mind Freak in Vegas.
Aaron, is that old Mind Freak still kicking around?
Yeah, he is. And it's unwatchable. He's so chatty for a magic show.
Here's the thing, man. I don't consider him. I don't consider him a real magician a la Penn and Teller, Lance Burton, etc. Because his shirts are so busy.
Guy?
Yes. His shirts are so busy. That they distract, they are distracting to any audience member, anybody who's participating in a magic trick. Now, any good magician knows misdirection is your friend. You need misdirection, but a busy, busy
she's
Ed
the greatest
t-shirt.
Teacher of all, misdirection.
Yes. Well, she's married now. She's Mrs. Direction. Aaron, how was my
fuck. Miss Machance.
Bad.
Miss Machance.
Well, you still have Miss Machance. You can make her Mrs. Machance.
Is she not Mrs. Machance by now?
This is fun. Aaron, I do legitimately want to know about Mind Freak.
I'll just give you why I went. We were in Vegas for a couple days for a concert.
Okay.
And we were swimming in the pool of our hotel. And we could see...
What a weird way to phrase that.
The Mind Freak poster on the Planet Hollywood Hotel. And we were laughing so hard about it. We're like, what is that even like?
Mm-hmm.
Sean, at a slot machine, won some money. He won like $200 and something. Very exciting.
And this
to
is
celebrate,
Sean White?
Yeah, this is Sean White. To celebrate, he upgraded, got the best seat that money could buy at Mind Freak for us. First of all, I've never laughed harder in my life than I did at the show. It is so bad. And then I was also laughing so hard thinking about how much money we gave to a not very good person. A bit of a problematic show. I would not recommend you spending your money on that. He did like a couple tricks. He was drinking out of a red Solo cup the whole time. He was chatty, and I've never laughed harder in my life.
If you can upgrade to the best seats at a Vegas show for two people for $200, something's wrong.
Yeah, and he went, at least the show was better than Cirque du Soleil shit. And I was like, okay, that was worth all the money. Thank you.
Here is a one-star review from 4 months ago for Chris Angel's Mind Freak.
Yes.
A washed-up magician who literally killed a bird during his performance and threw it out of his jacket. The first 20 minutes of the performance was just a YouTube montage of every time his name has ever been said ever. The show is filled with so many unnecessary sexual jokes in bad taste, which will not hold up well for much longer. I would say probably not at all. The trick wires were obvious, and the razor blade trick video was obviously pre-recorded. I looked up to Chris Angel as a kid, but a performer is supposed to alter his performance as he ages to not look like an immature, narcissistic egomaniac who chooses to include cheating on his wife in his daily show. I feel kind of bad for him. He looks exhausted. Glad he donates money, but it's time for retirement. But it was actually hilarious to watch Criss Angel put zero effort into a terribly funny, not supposed to be, choreographed fight scene.
That was the funniest shit I've ever seen, you guys.
Wait, what?
He like was fighting like he was in a video game, but he was kicking maybe 4 inches off the ground. He was like, these like guys would run at him and he would be like, like little kid swing kicking at these guys.
Was it magic?
No. And I was crying laughing. There was also a video halfway through that was a montage of people like on the street being like, Criss Angel, can you levitate me? And then it would like cut to him levitating and be like, wom, 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 wom. Criss Angel, can you levitate us? Wom, 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 wom. It is, I will say that review is so spot on. It's incredible.
I gotta say, reading the one-star reviews of Criss Angel's Mind Freak are very fun. A lot of people didn't really enjoy the show, I will say.
I kept looking over at Sean and he was just wincing and I was like, we could have gotten an incredible dinner. Instead of doing this, we could have done literally anything.
Wicked Spoon, the best buffet ever. Every time I've seen a show, I've almost gone to Carrot Top show several times at the, I want to say it's at the Luxor, but I always bail last minute. Every time I've seen a show in Vegas, it is a sea of coughs. Aaron, did you experience this?
Yes.
Of coughs?
It is nonstop. It's like someone talking or something happening or a song, and it's just 80 people coughing because people in Vegas... A lot of them tend to be older, so it's just nonstop coughing.
Oh. I thought you meant from the people on stage. Like someone's doing like a fucking play and everyone's...
Teller would not stop coughing. Well, I spent 2 weeks in Italy and Montenegro, but we do not have time for that. JPC, let's go ahead and get us into riddles.
Well, something that I did is I wrote a little game. So we all are familiar with our friend Sandy, who was just here last week, and his little game. So I have a little varietal of a Sandy-inspired game, and I'm not really stepping on his toes because it's very, very JPC. We're going to be playing a little idiom game. So I have for you some idioms that are, I don't know, relatively common in the American parlance. If you've never heard one of them before, I totally understand. But what we are going to do is I'm going to be giving you an idiom, a phrase, right? And you are going to be telling me where you think, I think, that phrase came from, okay?
JPC, can I say something?
Sure.
Famously, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago, I did a Patriot episode called Phrase the Roof, where I was doing idioms, and then Sandy brought this in a couple months ago. So if anything, you're stepping on my toe.
Yeah, but you had six years to return to that idea?
Okay, that's fair.
At this point, I could start doing state series and no one could blame me.
It's been like two months since I've done one.
Is that right?
Yes.
You think so? 2 months?
Yes.
JPC's stalling to look up on the Patreon. First of all,
there has to be a gap between them because I'm only in charge of 1 in 3 episodes.
Man, those gaps pop up so fast. How are they still in business?
Trench.
And then second of all, I had to wait to do the Connecticut one until my friend Michael sent me a soundbite of it, and I'm not going to jump the order.
Wow.
So,
that's fair. I appreciate that. So we have to guess.
In Aaron's defense, it has been only 2 months since the last state one. Was May 2 months ago or was May, help me out, was May 2 months ago or 6 months ago? Could anyone, it doesn't matter. That's not part of my game. Hey, that's not part of my game, okay?
Is Casey our HR? Who's HR?
Let me check my calendar.
Unfortunately, I am definitely HR.
So which is.
That's awful.
Everyone just gasped. All the listeners just went, what? No. No. What?
Remember. A place I worked in Chicago, it was like a tech startup. We didn't have an HR person forever, and our just like office manager was also like kind of de facto HR. Just such a wild experience. So here, I'm going to give you a common idiom, and you're going to tell me where you think, I think, this idiom is from, okay?
Okay, interesting.
I hope that you can get it exactly as spot on, but I will give points to whoever gets closest.
Okay, so Aaron, looks like for this game, we both need to slip into the mind of JPC, and we're both in a coma. Aaron,
both in a coma. It hurts, Adel.
It shouldn't hurt. It should feel good. It should be bad, but it should feel good. Okay, your first one is hair of the dog that bit you. Hair of the dog that bit you.
Okay.
Where do you think, I think, that came from?
Hair of the dog.
Hair of the dog that bit you. Are you both familiar with this idiom?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. It's about if you're hungover or something, you have a little little tuck of alcohol in the morning to stave off the symptoms of a hangover.
It doesn't have to be in the morning. Sometimes you get hungover at like, you know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Good point.
Now, I think originally this came from in olden England.
And Adel, I'm going to tell you right now, that's not going to help you.
If you were bit
if
by
you
a
know
werewolf.
The answer.
Okay.
Okay, but that werewolf, now we're talking.
Okay, so I think you think.
What do you think I think this came from?
Okay, interesting. Hair of the dog that bit you. I think.
The dog that bit you.
James, I think what it means is that if you're on the couch playing Baldur's Gate, whatever, number, whatever, and Spaghetti keeps biting you, she is telling you to take her to the salon. So you go get Spaghetti a perm. So it's a thing of like.
She looked good with a perm.
You think it's when a dog wants a makeover or a blowout that they will bite you until they get what they want.
I give Spaghetti a blowout and she's like, I said chicken parm.
I think that you, can I guess as well?
Yes, Aaron, you can guess as well.
I think
whoever's closest wins.
When you go out and party and you eat a bunch of dog hair and then you wake up and you feel kind of sick and then you go, in order to not feel sick all day, I should eat some more dog hair.
I'm going to read the answer and you guys can tell me who you think is closest.
Great.
It used to be legal to let dogs drink alcohol because scholars thought that since dogs don't sweat, they would process the alcohol by growing it out of their hair. And drunks who have been cut off used to eat big handfuls of dog hair to get a buzz. Now, dogs don't like getting their hair pulled, so they would often bite the, let's be honest here, man who was trying to eat their hair, which would cause a lot of pain, and the only salve for that pain would be to get even drunker, so they would, of course, be reaching for the hair of the dog that bit you. Aaron?
Adel, are you happy for me?
I'm scared.
Adel. I'm be scared. Happy for me. You can Aaron, be both. Two things can be true at once.
You shouldn't be scared. You should be feeling bliss, the bliss that Aaron feels. Aaron's doing it correct.
Good job.
Your next idiom.
Thank you, Adam.
Monkey business. Monkey business.
Monkey buzz. Business. Okay, buzz.
Where do you think I think monkey business came from?
Adel, you take it.
Okay,
you
I think,
take it.
Aaron, I think we're probably both on the same wavelength here.
Yeah, of course.
I assume, JBC, you think monkey business came from when Lil Monkey Bones opened, he went to that abandoned mall and he bought one kiosk and he opened up his own Lids. Now, Lids is usually a full on store, but he had Little Monkey Bones Lids, which was just the kiosk. Now, he only had five or six baseball caps or Lids as they're referred to.
Say, yes.
And he went broke. And of course, going broke made him go insane. He started eating a ton of dog hair and he got drunk off that.
Uh huh.
That's where I think you think that came
okay.
from.
Okay. That's okay. So Lids, dog hair, drunk in the mall. I got it.
In 1981, a bunch of monkeys took over a Filene's in Santa Fe, New Mexico. At first, it was going okay.
Uh huh.
After just a couple weeks, holiday season hit, Black Friday through Christmas.
Yeah.
Absolute chaos. These monkeys could not run a business. And
come
that's where we get monkey business from, because then you go, this is all chaos and silliness. You're running this like the monkeys did in 1981 at Filene's in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
I'll let you guys decide who was a little closer. This one's pretty straightforward. In the strike waves of the 1910s, employers briefly tried to replace workers with monkeys, but the monkeys were unable to comprehend basic commands and unwilling to engage in manual labor. The businesses quickly went under, and the capitalists at the helm of those businesses were forever stained with the reputation of one who engages in monkey business.
I think I should get it because I mentioned the 20th century as well.
You were in the same century. Yeah. Adel didn't mention what century his took place in.
Well, it's Lids, which has to be 18th and on.
Yeah. Let's see. Do you think Lids existed before 1981?
Napoleon famously got his hat from a Lids.
It was between that
we all know it.
And a Yankees hat.
When the Apple TV baseball show comes out, I'll be proved right.
Mariah has been doing a little thing where she pretends like she doesn't remember what Little Monkey Bones is called. And she'll be like, hey, that's your character, right? Little crazy guy? Little crazy guy, right?
That could be any of your characters.
That's true. Aaron, I think you're closer. You have 2 points on the board. Adel, you really need to step up your game.
I am happy for you. Where did the phrase more fun than a barrel of monkeys come from? Why are monkeys in barrels?
In 1981, a bunch of monkeys took over.
your next one is shit eating grin. Where do you think shit eating grin came from?
I don't want to do this one at all.
Okay, shit eating grin.
Aaron, nobody wants to do any of them.
Quick reminder.
You remember the Saw movies, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you are being forced to play. Shit-eating grin.
Shit-eating grin. Now, JPC, I think you think this comes from, I mean, to answer this, I do have to go back to another idiom, which is grin and bear it.
Oh.
Now, I think that you think grin and bear it comes from, we all know Pennywise the clown from It. You think that there's a bear version of everything. You think there's a multiverse where it's all, oops, all bears.
Uh-huh.
You famously said that the bear It is way scarier than the clown It.
Yes.
Even though it is a bear in clown makeup, who's actually like an alien spider. You think anytime you see the bear It, because it's a different universe, you grin because you're happy because the bear's in clown makeup instead of being scared. Now, where was I? Carry the one. Now, you think that when you're so happy because you saw a clown Pennywise, a bear clown Pennywise, that you get hungry because of all your grinning. Grinning burns calories. Of course, famously, Brad Pitt, when he was cast as Achilles in Troy, chewed gum constantly to make his jaw line more noticeable, more prominent.
Yeah, it worked.
So you're getting hungry because all the smiling. So you eat a big pile of shit. You think it comes from eating shit and being thrilled about it is what the summary is. But I needed all that exposition.
Yeah, the context is good. Yes. It's good. Yeah. Aaron?
Famous Adel.
Really smart answer. Eating poop on purpose is funny. You try not smiling while you're doing it. If you can, you're a better person than me. But if you can't, you'll also have a shit eating grin. Adel, the point is yours. Aaron, that strategy is not going to work out well for you. Your next idiom is pass the buck. Pass the buck.
I will say Aaron's strategy of, Adel, you go ahead, is working pretty well.
That's working great. That's working great for her.
Pass the buck. Okay, I do want to go first, actually, in this one.
Yeah.
JPC,
I think that you think pass the buck comes from sometimes when you're driving cross country.
Yes.
Especially between Minnesota and Montana. You'll be on the road and there'll be a car in front of you, even though it's wide open spaces. You'll be on the road and there'll be a car in front of you that's going like 20 and a 55.
I hate that.
And you get so upset. You're like, honk, 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 honk. Nothing's happening. You go around because there's limited traffic. As you pass them, you see there's a deer driving the car.
Sure.
And you go, okay, that makes sense. Yeah. Deer's famously the number one enemy of cars.
Careful.
Nobody has it worse in terms of cars than deers. So, of course, they're going to go under the
unsubscribing right now.
Of course, they're going to go under the speed limit. So, when you pass those drivers, that is called passing the buck.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Interesting. Aaron, pass the buck.
When you are sitting down to eat a meal with your family.
Yeah.
And someone says something. That's offensive.
When someone says something that's offensive. Okay.
Yeah, that's messed up. You tell them, or you pass the buck to them, which is you're all eating deer at your table because your dad killed a deer that day.
With a car.
And so, exactly. Your dad killed a deer with a car. And they said, we live by a national park. And they said, if we hit another deer, we have to move. We have to eat the evidence. And so you pass the deer that you're eating to your dad when he says something out of pocket.
Real quick. Do I still have time?
You still have time.
I forgot to mention mine, 19th century.
Mine is 18th century.
Adel.
Cars.
My buddy, cars, you really didn't want to say that. Before currency was standardized in Portugal in 1456, there was only $1, and everyone just went to market and took turns trading their goods for it and then using it to buy more raw materials. This process was known as pasando a bola, or in English, passing the buck.
You're
Aaron,
an idiot.
You are closer. Closer without going over.
Said affectionately, three to one.
3-1, Aaron. What about the one? The phrase we all know. This one. I'm all ears. Where did this one come from? I'm all ears. Where did this one come
Adel,
from?
Adel, would you like to go first, or would you like me to go first?
Aaron, in all honesty, I would like to just take a brief pause and support and back up what you just said, which is, I think, you know, a lot of people talk about we're living in a simulation. And a lot of, you know, I've heard things like the best proof of the simulation is if you think about a car on the road, driven by a deer or otherwise. If you think about a car on the road, you're sitting in a car, say you're sitting in a Nissan Sentra. From your seat, which is the driver's seat, to the passenger seat is X amount of space. Now you think of a bus that fits in that same lane of a road. And think about how there's like four seats across with a huge aisle down the middle. How is a bus and a car able to both fit in one lane of a road.
Mm.
That's what we talk about when I talk about simulation. I think, Aaron, everyone's an idiot, and that JPC is the perfect proof that we are in a simulation. Because the gibberish he spouts, the sort of Blender-esque alphabet spew that he pours into our ears.
Yeah, he does make me question reality.
He's a virus in the code.
Mm-hmm. He does hurt my brain. This is all making sense.
JBC, you said, oops, all ears. What was it? Ears, lend me your
and
ears.
And I just want to reiterate, I have plenty of riddles. We have a lot. We have thousands in the email. I chose to play this game. I'm all ears. I'm all ears.
I'll go first.
Okay. Aaron,
switch
please.
Things up a little bit. A guy. This is bad. Oh, you know, fine.
Aaron, but maybe you understand how maybe that's. Yeah,
maybe. Huh?
You see?
a guy goes to a Halloween party.
Okay.
And he's a great listener. And he dresses up as a bunch of ears of corn.
Huh.
He's a bunch of corn is stuck to him. And then someone starts talking and his head tilts and he starts warmly nodding and smiling because he's all ears.
He's all ears. That's a good Halloween costume.
Yeah, you're welcome.
If nothing else.
For
if nothing
next
else.
Year, everybody.
Addle?
I would say same as Aaron, but I can't fully say that because it's similar to Aaron's. I think I'm all ears comes from a, we'll say, 12-year-old British child attending a Halloween party.
Sure.
He dresses as Algiers, but of course he's Cockney. So when he shows up to the party and somebody says, what are you? He says, I'm all ears.
Now, do you understand how that is what you would think I'm all ears comes from and not what I would think I'm all ears comes from?
We don't want to have to think like you. It's dangerous in there.
I can't, at the dawn of humanity, humans had way more ears because there were more predators and we had less tools to defend ourselves. As the human brain capacity grew, our ability to create language, shared meaning, society, and agriculture developed, and we had less need for these extra features, and through the process of evolution, they began to disappear. But for a time, the more modern humans still interacted with our earlier brethren. Much in the same way that high society city dweller might look down on a rural country folk today, two-eared humans had disdain for these others. Socially, if one made a faux pas or said something ignorant, they would often deflect their mistake by saying, I'm all ears.
Adults
now, you
closer.
Mentioned, no, he said, I heard agriculture at some point, so corn is agriculture.
I don't want the
point.
Yeah,
corn is agriculture. I gotta give it to Aaron.
These points feel dirty, Adel. You take it.
4-1, Aaron. There's only two left, and it's anyone's game. Here's the next category.
Well, it's Aaron's game.
Well, yeah, Aaron wins. Spill the beans. What do you think? Where do you think I think spill the beans came from? What do you think I think?
I got this one. I got this one.
Aaron, please.
A guy, this is in the, like around the Depression time in the 20th century.
So what, yesterday? Come on. You know what I'm saying?
Are you a political cartoon? this guy, his whole family's like, does anyone have any beans left? And he's like, I don't have any beans. I have no secrets to keep from you guys. You guys are my family. If I had beans, I'd be sharing them. And then he's like, I'm going to go out for a walk. And all his beans come out of his jacket pocket and they all look at him and they've discovered all of his secrets because he spilled the beans.
Interesting. He was trying to save those beans. Adel, you want to steal?
Okay. Aaron, I'm going to try a new tactic and I'm going to try and talk like JP Riddles or something. Getting that cadence of like.
This could help you. This could help
okay.
you.
Don't get
spill
stuck
the
in
beans.
There.
One time there was a big man named Kyle Keswick. He was a mountainous man, half man, half mountain. Mountain on top, mountain on the bottom. So full mountain. One day he got a bunch of beady babies, put them in a blender, drank it up. And he said, ooh, and he spit it out and spilled the beans. Ooh, my eyes went full white.
Okay, who is closer here? Well,
Adel.
I'll read the answer and you can decide. In the 17th century, beans was one of the most common names, and to spill a person meant to have sexual relations with them. In a modern American context, a person whose name is unknown might be called a John or Jane Doe. Having sex with an anonymous stranger today might be called, pardon the vulgarity, screwing a John. But back then, it was more often understood as spilling the beans.
Yeah.
No one really had anything related to that answer in there.
And pick the answer you like the best.
It's going to be Addles. And Addle, you get double points for that. So it's 3-5. So 3-4. So it's anyone's game. Anyone's
somehow got a
game.
Point for a mountain drinking Beanie Babies.
Well,
not something
a JPC
I woke up
game.
This morning.
Your final category Your final, if your final idiom,
yes,
is my neck of the woods.
My neck.
Where do you think I think my neck of the woods came
my
from?
My neck of the woods, Aaron.
My neck of the woods.
If you are okay, I'll go first.
Yes, please. Mm.
My neck of the woods. I think this pertains to a lot of dirty, murderous deeds go down in forests.
Sure.
A lot of killers will take their, you know, victims to a second location, usually out in the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this comes from someone who was beheaded on top and bottom. So it's just like the neck portion. And it comes from them being slaughtered in the woods. The investigators found their neck.
Yes.
And started to say, this is my neck. Like, everyone was trying to be like, I solved the case, because it's a bunch of investigators.
Yeah.
But the first one there who was holding the neck was like, it's my neck mm-hmm. of the woods. So I get to sort of get the tag on that.
That's interesting. That's interesting that you think I think my brain would go in that direction. Aaron, yeah. What do you think I think?
I think Adel's right.
Is that going to help you in this game, Aaron, or is that going to hurt you in this game?
I don't even know anymore. Guy who lost his neck and they replaced it with a tree.
Okay.
And when anyone ever says that they're connected to the forest, he goes, no, that's my neck of the woods.
And when he first got it done, he looked in the mirror and he goes, do you think anyone will notice?
All right. We'll see. We'll see who's closer.
Yeah, he's self-conscious.
11 feet tall.
We'll see who's closer and who wins the game that I did not think of a title for. My Neck of the Woods. In prehistory, people believed that we basically lived on the bodies of dead giants. Lakes were belly buttons, mountains were butts and breasts, etc. This was mostly very easy to understand and straightforward in explanation, but forests presented a more difficult problem. Since trees were seen as hair, and hair covers a significant portion of the body, it became necessary to delineate the different parts of the woods based on what one of the giant's body parts it was most likely in. Every forest was divided into five quadrants, or quintants if you want to be pedantic, which I don't. Feet, butt, back, junk, and head. Each one of these had several different subcategories as well. So, if you lived in the southernmost part of the head of the woods, you might describe your dwelling as my neck of the woods.
Adel.
I think Aaron's closer. I do think Aaron's closer. Aaron had
that's
more
not
neck
possible.
Woods stuff with tree neck. Yeah,
yeah,
I think I think I got to give it to Aaron. Aaron, you win the game that I didn't think that I needed to title until right now when I have to announce who wins it.
Now, JPC, they famously say that if you put 1,000 monkeys, back to monkeys, if we put 1,000 monkeys in a room for 1,000 years with 1,000 typewriters, they couldn't replicate Shakespeare. What I'll say is if you put one monkey in a room with one typewriter on cocaine for 1 minute, he could absolutely write everything you just said.
Good point.
Okay, how do you know that's not exactly what I did? You think I have the time to just go write all of these? No,
yes.
But I got monkeys and I have cocaine. And speaking of keeping my monkeys in tip-top cocaine, we have to take a little break and listen to some ads.
Woo!
Woo! Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could... Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or... Yeah, take a picture of your aura, because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have... pops up into the frame immediately. If you like, I bought my mom a frame. I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah, I
can actually see
that.
Sometimes I like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
you're
stop
crying.
Me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever
with,
you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving. Okay. You gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's... our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach. And so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson Shaving, shaving at the beach. Huh. Okay.
What do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like, $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil. Yeah, so she's not going to be.
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/riddle. To pick the razor for you and use code Riddle, and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/riddle and use code Riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade Siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works. This show is brought to you by Helix Sleep. You know what? All of this, trying to get Aaron out of this... ancient evil book that she's been sucked into has really drained me, Adel, and I think it's time for us to just take a little nap, and what better way to do it than on our Helix Sleep mattresses.
Oh, Helix Sleep is the saving grace in my life right now. I'm so stressed, I didn't think I'd be able to sleep, but because of my Helix Sleep mattress, I sleep like a baby, even though Aaron's, you know, somewhere in the dark abyss of the book.
We don't know what's in the book. We just know that it's a book. We don't know that she doesn't have a Helix Sleep mattress in there. We don't know that inside of the book you can't take the Helix Sleep quiz, which I did, and I got matched with a Midnight Lux mattress, which is one of the best nights sleep I've ever had on this mattress. It's such a relaxing sleep. And we don't know that that's not what Erin's experiencing in the book that she got sucked into.
Yes, and we realize everybody is unique, mm-hmm. and everyone sleeps differently. You know, Erin sleeps inside of a book. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. I know me, Gemma, our cats, mm-hmm. we all lay on this bed and we all just zonk. We're all just so comfortable.
Yeah. Plus, it's shipped straight to your door, free of charge, and you get a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Plus, models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side, models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions, plus enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night, and if there were to be a mattress that helps you sleep in the abyss of the book that you're trapped into, I think Helix would be a strong contender for making that mattress, which they don't currently, I do have to say.
Yeah, and we should say their sort of booklet that comes with the mattress, if you open that, you're totally fine. You're not going to, it's not going to put you in a new sort of...
The book that Erin got sucked into was over 100 years old. So yes, Helix hasn't been around as a company for that long. Not to knock them, but I mean, like a lot of companies haven't been around for over 100 years.
They're going to be. And that's
because they surely will.
That's because they're doing such things as offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/riddle and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
And don't touch 100-year-old books. Okay, enough of my bullshit. We're going to move on to some bullshit from some listeners. And so we always appreciate when listeners send us some riddles. If you have a riddle for the show, hrrpodcast@gmail.com. Here's some riddles, and they come from Lorne. Lorne writes, "I hold in me the beginning of time. You can exit me, but you cannot enter me. You can see in me, but you cannot see me. And I can only be used once per year. What am I?"
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
This is, whatever it is, this is beautiful. This is
can you read it
beautiful,
again?
Isn't it? I can read it again, Erin.
What's something you can only use once a year?
I hold in me the beginning of time. Yeah. You can exit me, but you cannot enter me. You can see in me, but you cannot see me. And I can only be used once per year.
Oh, John Cena.
So, yeah, because he can't be seen, but he gets way more work than once a year,
but
right?
If, I mean, usually he'll just do Royal Rumble, because if they bring him back for more than that, people kind of lose interest, right?
Yeah.
Got to get a big pop.
I take a little issue with the last one. I can only be used once per year.
Yeah.
I get the I get where it's coming from, but I think it's a little bit factually incorrect.
Mm.
Okay. Can you give us a hint? Yes.
Oh, Lauren also provided three clues, Erin.
Oh,
so
great.
I can absolutely
like
give
a,
you some
is
clues.
Is this like a New Year's Eve champagne flute or something?
Yeah, it's got to
be
thinking.
Something with New Year's Eve.
Okay.
New Year's Eve.
Clue one, I forgot about this. Clue one is time is relative.
Baby New Year is, and father time.
I will say it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with New Year's specifically. Since clue one is just a tough clue, I'll give you clue two. While you could exit it, you could not do so ever again, as you could never get back in.
Oh.
So you can exit me, but you cannot enter me. So if you are able to exit, but you can only ever exit one time because you can't go back in.
Any, like a day.
Oh, Erin, a day. That is such...
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Wow. That is such an interesting... That is such an interesting concept. It's not a day.
You can exit me, but you can never
enter me. Can we have the last clue?
Erin, do you really think you want the last clue? Because once I give you the last clue, there are no more clues, and then it's on you to figure it out. So do you want to live in a world where you might just... you might just get it.
Aaron,
you might
just get it.
Let's scramble for another 10, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe you want to scramble for 10? Erin, do you want to scramble for 10? I want to see a quick scene.
I want to scramble for 10.
I want to see a quick scene. Adel and Erin, you both work in a diner. Like, you know, it's a kind of a breakfast restaurant. You're both cooks, like short order cooks. But there's only one egg left in the entire diner, and someone just ordered an egg, and you're debating whether or not you can cook this egg.
Okay, what else do we have? What looks like an egg?
We have corned beef.
Can't scramble that. Let's see.
Scramble anything, really.
You know, I'll take the egg. What can I put in this? What can I put in this? You know what? I got this. Walks okay. over to computer, types in images of eggs, prints out image, cuts it out, puts on plate. I think we're good. Order up. Ding. This is going to be great. It looks like eggs.
Let's see if they notice. Let's see if they notice.
Hey, guys. Table 4 just sent something back. Table 4 just sent something back.
A compliment?
They want you to remake.
Do they want you to shake my hand?
The hash browns? Or?
No, they want you to remake Table 4 just sent a dish. The one I just brought out to Table 4.
Great. The printer's so warm. Be right back.
Okay. Oh, Aaron, I got this.
Okay, yeah.
Walks over to computer, types in high quality image of egg into Google.
Nice.
Prints it out, cuts out the egg, puts it on a plate. Ding, order up. Now we wait for the compliments to roll in.
I can't wait.
Whoo.
Hey guys, me again. Table 4. You're not going to believe this. They sent it back again.
You're a very really lippy just... waiter. Do you know that? You're always coming back here with complaints.
I'm lippy.
You're real sassy.
I'm a middleman.
Sassy.
Feels like you
I'm
think you're
sassy.
On a sitcom where you're like the tell it like it is, shoot from the hip waitress. And I don't think we expect
that
from you.
That's not me at all. That's not how I conduct myself. Is that me?
Did they love the eggs?
Did they love the eggs?
Those
they
were Michelin star eggs printed out from a very new printer.
They sent it back. I think one of the issues is I think it's just going to be like, it's just kind of inedible for them.
Okay.
You know what? I heard it now. Now I hear I'm putting like zazz on everything I say.
Yes.
I hate
thank
it.
You. Yes. Yeah. You don't have to be that.
Walks over to computer, types in inedible. Okay. All right, so...
Not
okay.
even printing anything out?
So cannot be
You were just
eaten.
Googling the word to make sure you understood it? Okay.
Yes.
Great.
Okay, so let's put our heads together. Okay.
What can we...
They're really hungry out there. They really need this.
Picks up printer, unplugs it from the wall, walks out, slams it down on their table, shakes their hand, and goes back to the kitchen.
What'd they say?
What'd they say? Did they love it?
Hey, guys, Table 4...
You don't have to just say, hey, guys, just tell us. Cut to the news.
I was trying to soften the blow. Table 4 just walked out. They didn't pay for their meal.
That was expensive.
They did say. They did say, before they left, they gave me one piece of feedback. They said that they loved the eggs. They said that the corned beef, not scrambled, was absolutely ruined.
Come on.
They ordered scrambled corned beef. I don't know why. You can't bake.
Back to Lauren's riddle. Word.
Oh, fuck. We're in the middle of a riddle.
If I see hash on a menu, I have to order it. Just because I love that word. So the riddle was, so it's something you can exit, but you can never enter again. Is this like a man who stands in a stream can never enter the same stream twice? The man in the stream are never the same kind of thing?
Good question. That. I don't understand what that means.
I think we need the last clue, if I'm being completely honest.
Okay, you can have the last clue. You've dicked around enough, and you get the last clue. Here you go. Its use is somewhat continuous, however. It cannot be fully utilized more than once a year. I guess
Christmas
this is landing
tree.
On
the
what
date?
I thought.
Like the date?
No. It can be partially used twice in a year, but for the most part, it can only be used in full once a year.
Whoa. So it can be used twice.
Daylight savings time.
It's not. Oh, it's what not daylight savings have? Time. That's a fun answer. This
annoyed.
One's interesting, too. I hold in me the beginning of time.
Yeah.
A watch, a clock. I knocked over everything.
January 1st.
Hold in me the beginning of time.
Beginning of time. So Big Bang, the pilot episode of Big Bang Theory.
So time is an interesting concept because, you know, like Clue 1 says, time is relative. And what that means is time is relative to the person experiencing it, right?
Sure.
So when you say I hold in me at the beginning of time, we're not talking about the Big Bang. We're just talking about like carbon. Your relative experience of time.
Oh.
I hold in me the beginning of time.
Can I get the first three letters of the answer?
Can I have the first six letters of the answer?
I will give you the first three letters of the answer. It is W-O-M.
Water. Oh.
Water.
Woman.
Warmer. Woman.
It's not woman.
Wombat.
But womb.
I love that you got wombat before
Worcestershire.
Womb.
Worcestershire sauce.
It is womb. It is womb is the answer. Yes.
Wow.
What?
So you can only use a womb twice because a pregnancy usually lasts 9 months. But if you're,
you could have what we like to say is I think it's an okay term.
Irish twins.
Probably not. Irish twins.
I was going to say it too.
Which is a baby's siblings born in the same calendar year, which can happen. Mm-hmm. I hold in me the beginning of time. Time is relative. So your time begins, you know, when you are born.
And your children you can are exit your relatives.
Me. You can exit me, but you cannot enter me. And you can see in me, but you cannot see me.
Okay. I do want to see a scene.
Okay.
JPC, you are in the womb with mm-hmm. Aaron. The two of you are twins about to be born in the next maybe few hours. And you're both kind of prepping for what life is going to be like, and you're getting really deep and philosophical.
Mm. Let me ask you a question,
Absolutely,
sister.
Yeah, of course.
Do you believe that the name that we receive when we are born will put us down a certain path? Or do you think that we are our own beings, and we can make our own choices regardless of what we choose to be called? Mm. Or what they choose to call us?
Goo.
I guess the reason why I'm asking you, sister, is I overheard our parents discussing what our potential names would be.
What did you hear?
Well, I overheard my name, to which I liked the way that it felt upon my tongue. It danced in a peculiar fashion that made me both alerted to and excited for the possibilities that might invite open my life.
If I heard correct, it was Jesus Einstein Michael Phelps.
Yes. And of course, I also heard them consider your name, and yours was Pencil.
Okay, what? Let me just put some mayonnaise on the belly here, and this will be an ultrasound.
Oh, say cheese.
Oh, looks like they're... I can't be right. Looks like they're posing and pontificating.
Yes.
They're really working it. Wow.
Hold on, Pencil. I feel like
not my name yet.
Well, I mean, it's a short list. I feel like maybe you're kind of glomming on to my thing a little bit.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, my name is Jesus Einstein Michael Phelps, and your name is Pencil, and so I'm more of a, you know, I'm kind of more of an important world historical figure, and you're kind
and
of
And I
like
write
person.
The history.
You have a good life, let's
Hear
be honest,
me out,
Pencil.
Dear brother. I think a name like that, with expectations that high, will crush a child like you into dust. You will not be able to live up to that name, and then also, those names are already iconic. Name one famous pencil.
Name one famous pencil?
I will be the first pencil to win a Nobel Peace Prize, an Oscar, and a Kids' Choice Award.
Oh, looks like your water just broke. Go ahead and push.
After you, my dear brother.
Oh, they're being so polite on the ultrasound.
I'll see you on the other side. Yeah!
See.
I like the idea of two babies trying to exit at the same time, and it's almost like going through a door. With a jam.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. We have another. Thank you so much, Lauren, for sending that in. We have another riddle, and this one's coming from Ryan, okay?
Okay.
Okay, that's fine. Here's Ryan's first riddle. I think Ryan has multiple riddles. Here's Ryan's first riddle. I am taller than you. I am brighter
no, you're not.
Than you.
Nah.
And so are all of my friends. What am I? I am taller than you, I am brighter than you, and so are all of my friends.
A like star,
stars, constellations.
A building. A tall building.
Streetlights.
Streetlights.
Addle, it's streetlights.
Streetlights. Hood rat. Still I think he's Aaron.
Rather tasty.
Gotta still eat, gotta eat to live.
What didn't you say on an episode, gotta eat a kid, gotta fuck a kid? I think you did, JPC. I think that's a famous no, JPC moment.
I don't think so. That doesn't sound like me.
Look it up. Clip it, Casey, clip it.
I'm funny like the first game that I made, not like whatever that was. That's silly and mean.
Aaron, do we think, can I ask a question?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
This is a true curiosity. Do we think the same woman who says, still I think he's rather tasty, is the same woman who says, I need six eggs?
Yeah.
Do we think every Disney movie gives her one line and they're like,
yeah.
Doris, pop off.
Doris, give us your words.
Doris, pop off.
I'd like to see a scene. A kid. Uh-oh. She He's broken.
Things that podiatrist would say.
I'd like to see a seed. You two are streetlights.
Podiatrist.
And Adel, you are not turned on, and JPC is a little frustrated that he has to sort of light the street by himself.
Wait, hold on. What am I turned on by?
Adel got lost in being a podiatrist that wants to
Adel,
see a
you
kid.
Two are streetlights, but Adel, okay. You're like broken and you're not turned on, and JPC's a little annoyed that he has to light the street by himself.
Thank God. All I heard was Adel, you're turned on.
Come on, man. It's 7:30. Come on. Turn it on, man.
I don't know what's wrong. It feels something feels
either.
Weird.
Turn it on, okay? It's dark out here. People need to see the street.
Am I not on? Is it not on still?
No, it's not on. Come you could on. Tell because your whole area would be illuminated with light if you were on.
I feel like
my
I can
area.
See. I feel like I can see.
You can see because you can see my light.
Fuck. Hey, Dylan. Hey, Dylan.
Hey, man, come on. I'm at work.
Hey,
I have to focus.
I can't.
I really have to focus.
Hey, I think I'm
what?
Gonna,
what?
I think I'm going to take a mental health day.
No.
I'm sick.
It's Monday, man. You just had a weekend.
Come on.
Our boss is not going to let you take a mental health day right now.
Fine. Hey, fine. Dylan, you want to know the truth of it is? I have a
Please.
Date tonight, and I have to get out of here.
No
okay? Can
fucking
you cover for
way.
Me? Just double
no
your
way
wattage.
You have a date.
Double your wattage.
Just double my wattage?
Yeah, cover both sides of the street. Cover for me, Dylan. Come on. Hey, she's
Dude.
A stop sign. Hey, she's a stop sign.
Monica?
You know Monica?
My ex-wife, Monica, the stop sign at the end of the block.
I
know her?
Oh, I knew you dated someone with red hair.
We were married for 4 years.
That's right. Yes.
You were my best man.
Oh, yeah. Eight sides.
Yeah, Monica.
Yeah.
You're unbelievable, man. You're unbelievable.
Thank you. Well, you're...
See?
Not a compliment.
Oh, my God. A streetlight named Dylan. I'm in heaven.
That's nice. It's gender neutral. Okay. I am the end of a journey, the final form. From state to state I travel, dangerous, until I'm finally allowed to be free. You know when I'm close. You can feel me. But ultimately, you need to be incredibly close to feel me.
Eat.
Everyone talks about me, but no one wants to have me. What am I?
Everyone talks about me, no one wants to have me.
A
is this
cold?
Gordon B. Fash?
Ooh, Aaron, a cold is an excellent answer, but it's not. No, it is not a cold.
Oh, sounds like a little clip from a 90s commercial.
Could you read it again, then?
I am the end of a journey, the final form. From state to state I travel, dangerous, until I'm finally allowed to be free. You know when I'm close, you can feel me, but ultimately, you need to be incredibly close to me to feel. Everyone talks about me, but no one wants to have me. What am I?
Death.
The final destination and travel state to state makes me think
death?
Of like an interstate or a freeway or something.
Death is interesting. I mean, the journey. It's not death,
okay.
But I like death.
Bones. I'm in the final form.
Yeah, final
state
form.
To state. What was the last line about something?
Everyone talks about me, but no one wants to have me?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's subjective a little bit, but I understand the thought behind it. We have some hints.
Okay,
yes,
please. Yes.
Your first hint is it an idea? And it's no, it is not an idea. It's it's a tangible thing.
Is it cake?
Let me cut it open. Nope, it was Mikey Day's forehead. I'm so sorry, my man. I'm so sorry. Little cut, just a little cut. All right, here's your second hint. If you need
okay.
it, I think you might.
We need it.
Is it something you can hold? Yes and no, but for the sake of confusion, because I can feel eyes roll, no, it's not really something you can like hold in your hand. It's not something you can hold in your hand, I will say.
Sneeze.
Aaron, very close. It's not a sneeze. You're so close. You're dancing
hiccup.
Over it. It's not a hiccup. You're in the right vicinity.
So it's definitely nose. A booger, a runny nose.
It's not definitely nose.
A burp.
It's not definitely nose.
It's not a burp, but you're. I think you're getting closer.
Aneurysm?
It's not an aneurysm, no.
Which is the sneeze of the brain.
The end of a journey, the final form. From state to state, I travel dangerous until I'm finally allowed to be free. You know when I'm close, you can feel me, but ultimately,
cough.
You need to be incredibly close to feel me. Everyone talks about me, but no one wants to have me. What am I? It's not a cough.
Acid reflux.
It's not that.
This is hard.
A fart.
Adel? It's a fart.
Oh, my God.
Wait, they travel state to state? What is that about?
Yeah, like the different states. Like it's a,
gas,
you know, a solid
when
it turns into a gas.
I was
a liquid.
United
sure.
States.
Yeah, I think everybody was thinking United States. We all know farts end in California. Aaron, you're a fart.
No.
Yeah, sorry. No. Sorry, everybody. Sorry, Aaron's a fart.
I do want to see a scene.
No.
Aaron, I'm so sorry. You are a superhero. You've come to sort of tryouts for the new superhero team. JPC, you're the head of the superhero team. And Aaron, you have a gas-based power that you are trying to show off in the audition.
Me, 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 ma, mo, mo, mo. Me, me, ma, ma, mo, mo, mo.
I'm sorry if this wasn't clear when we said come in and state your name, but the audition has started.
Oh, so I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No. This had waiting room vibes.
I'm so sorry. No. Yeah, it's just me today. I'm solo auditing because we're doing these all over the world trying to find, you know, obviously new superheroes.
Hey, real quick. Sorry, I was out in the hall. My name's Captain Warmups. I kind of heard through the door what's going on. I think I'm going to head home.
That's probably for the best.
That's for the best.
Looks like someone else has me covered, so.
Okay.
You know, you need New York.
Thank you, Captain Warmups. He was not going to make it anyway. But please, whenever you're ready, we'd love to see how you can help save the world.
Professor Gas, these are my hands. I am not willing to shave. It's a pain in the ass.
You clean shaven today.
Well, yes, but from now on, it's a pain. I did it for today. It was a pain. I'm never doing it
Got
again.
Got it. Okay.
Okay, so
Professor
1, 2,
Gas?
3, smell that? Do you smell it? You will.
Hey, sorry, just popping back in here.
Don't come in here.
Can I get a reimbursement? I bought this outfit. It was $4,000. I bought it from Andrew Dice Clay. It's red leather, yellow leather. See, it's like red leather, yellow leather.
Yeah,
he's making
I don't
my audition about him.
Sorry, I'll head.
Sir,
I'll
wait your turn. Captain Warmups, wait your turn. I'm about 40 feet away from you, and I don't necessarily know that I'm going to be able to. Right up
smell
close.
That?
Right up close.
You smell it? Smell it?
I mean, you do know who I am, right?
Yes.
You don't know who I am?
No, I do.
Big purple costume, obviously the cape, my insignia on my chest.
Yeah.
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 I'm M. Nosniak. I famously have no senses, so that my one sense of self-worth is super highly inflated.
Okay, well, then you have to believe me. It smells so bad. Did you see what Captain Warmups did when he came in? Come on, man.
No, I didn't see. I can't see.
That smell kills you within 3 hours of you smelling it.
I can't smell any of those things. All
I'm saying,
I can
but you're
do is...
safe, but other people would die. Like, Captain Warmups is like... 2 hours and something minutes left to live.
What?
Nothing. Love you.
I look at him. That guy does not have more than 3 hours left to live, regardless of
bury
your
me in a carriage. Bury me in a carriage.
Wait, I'm just going to kill you.
What's
man.
What's this?
I also have super strength. Yeah.
Scene. Scene. I love ripping somebody in half while yelling, yeah.
Okay, well, hey, thank you to the two people that submitted riddles for this episode, Ryan and Lauren. And also thank you to the most important person that submitted things that weren't riddles to this episode, JPC.
JPC,
you did a good job,
you.
Buddy.
Yeah, good job.
Let me check if we can use his name. Yeah, we can. He says we can use JPC.
We can use his name. That's perfect. You know what else is perfect? I think we have a voicemail theme, right, Casey?
Ooh. Oh, wow. Scream.
What the fuck was that? Was that Mel Blanc? What is happening?
That was also, that voicemail theme was also submitted by Lauren. So thank you, Lauren, getting double duty on this episode. If you have a voicemail theme that you want to submit, you can always send it over to hrrpodcast@gmail.com. Casey, do we have a voicemail?
Hello, adult Aaron, JPC. Hello from not so sunny England at the moment. I've been wondering since the Betty Boop episode what IP you'd like to see made as a musical. Thanks very much. Love you guys. Please come to England. Bye.
Wow. It seemed like he was in space and he only had X amount of oxygen left.
That was the most charming accent I've ever heard. That was amazing.
I think it's awesome. I think it's awesome that they chose to call us from space. Because, yeah. I mean, that has to be an outrageously expensive call.
So expensive. What IP would we like to see turned into a musical a la Betty Boop the Boop Doop-a-Zoozical? Which I did see someone... Here's the thing. I think I brought up that that musical was coming to the two of you. We talked about it, etc. Then I saw someone post something somewhere. Maybe it was the Patreon or Discord or something, where they're like, oh my God, Aaron, this is actually a real musical. And I was like, yeah, that's why we were talking about it.
Yeah.
I have a couple. I think some of them might actually exist or are about to exist. But I think 13 Going on 30 would be a really great musical. I think it sings. I think When Harry Met Sally sings. A lot of rom-coms, if you're going to make a movie into
Not
that.
Not Pretty Women, I could tell you that much.
Yeah, no, don't. That they did. They tried that. But yeah, those are my answers. I could think of more. I love that question.
I have one. I love this question. This is an excellent question. Very good. Did a great job. A person who I don't think you left your name. I have one. I think you guys are going to hate it. Yeah. But I would love to see the J. Crucicle.
Okay. I hate
Based
it.
Based on the seasonal wardrobe of J. Crew?
Either J. Crucicle or I would also accept a Colesicle.
Okay. Colesicle is amazing. Colesicle the Malsicle.
Colesicle the Malsicle.
And of course, you can pay for it in Coles bucks.
Coles hard cash.
Boy, oh boy. I mean, Beetlejuice is a musical, and that's my favorite movie. I would say maybe a Who Framed Roger Rabbit musical. I would say maybe a Where the Sidewalk Ends musical, I think would be very fun.
Oh, cute.
Funny. Coming to America, Ninja Turtles. I think Street Sharks is ripe for the plucking. I think there's going to be a lot of nostalgia-based musicals in the next 5 years. And most importantly,
the next 5 years.
Next 5 years. Anna Kendrick. Most importantly, Aaron, you and I have tickets to go see Betty Boop the Boop Doo's a Dizzical. I say that mostly to remind you not to back out.
Well, never. Do you think I'm going to back out of that? Hell no.
I just read this about Betty Boop's Boop Doop Doop Dizzical. The music is being done by the Doobie Brothers.
Doobie Brothers.
Don't do this. He's going to fall. He's going to start falling down.
The Doobie Brothers present the Boop Doop a Dizzical.
You're making
Adel dizzy. Excuse me, I'm ready to audition. The Doobie Brothers Doop a Dizzical. Scooby-Doo and the Doobie Brothers.
Thank you for your voicemail and great question.
Yeah, thank you for your voicemail. If you want to send one in, keep it under 30 seconds. It's 805-RIDDLE-1. Aaron.
JPC.
Do you have anything that you would like to plug?
Sure. Check out Sitcom D&D. We have a lot of great guests this season. We're on the HeadGum Network, and you can find us anywhere you find podcasts. Adel, anything to plug?
I would like to plug Betty Boop the Boop Doop a Dizzical. I think it's going to be an interesting time. I'm very excited to do it. You can also check out The Word Association and Tell Me About It and Hello from the Magic Tavern, three other podcasts that I am a part of. JPC, do you have anything to plug?
I would actually like to plug something today because we don't talk about it often, but we do have a Patreon on the show. It's patreon.com/HeyRiddleRiddle. $5 a month, extra episode. And there's a lot of fun stuff, especially last month. I think October was a very strong month for us. But I would also like to say that we are closing in on our stretch goal to release our Columbo-ness episode featuring Anthony Birch. It was a ton of fun to do. So if you want to give us a sign up and get an extra episode every week in your life, it is patreon.com/HeyRiddleRiddle.
And JPC, I'd like to piggyback on that.
Let me just get up here.
Sorry about your shoulders.
Oh, God.
And I want to say that even specifically, everything was good, but even specifically, Ryan Rosenberg and Dan Lippert of Teacher's Lounge and Man Dog Pod guested on an episode that was very fun improv.
Yeah, and will the episodes be even better than that in the future? No, that one was one of our best. Don't expect a lot better than that.
Died.
That one.
They set the bar too high.
Hey, speaking of way too high, Aaron, there's a planet up in the night sky, and it is way, way, way up there.
And it's called Jupiter.
Bye forever.
Bye.
Created by Adel Refai. Starring Aaron G. and John Patrick Collin. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Parrish did the logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Hey! Hey there, Andrews and Garfields. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. It's another New Games Jamboree. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or sign up for that 7-day free trial or the Review Crew for $8 a month. Plus, you get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.